It is a big day. Emma McNamara joins us again with Business. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, Rachel. Nice to be back in studio. The property tax will be the keynote element of Budget 2013 today. In the last five budgets, we've had new taxes like the income levy, which became the universal social charge, the carbon tax, the tax on second homes, the pension levy, the insurance levy and the household charge. Those increased income taxes and personal charges. And last year, we saw the first attack on spending, with VAT being increased by 2%. It's expected incomes won't be affected today, but spending will, with property and excise and motor taxes hit. We're joined now by economist Austin Hughes from KBC and in studio by barrister Vincent P. Martin of New Beginning, the group that provides legal representation to people facing repossession of their family homes. Austin first. Austin Hughes, since the government has hit incomes already, how will more taxes on spending hit the consumer?
Well, there's no question 2013 is going to be another difficult year for the consumer. The budget adjustments are probably going to take somewhere around 2% off the average disposable income next year. And that means that we're going to see consumer spending decline, probably only marginally, because there are signs that the economy is stabilizing, employment in the private sector is improving, and there are some signs also of income growth. But it's going to be another tough year, and the budget is undoubtedly going to contribute to that.
And can you spell out the reliance of this particular economy on consumer spending?
Well, consumer spending is a key element in most economies. Obviously, in Ireland, we're going to have export-focused growth for the next few years, and that's been what's been sustaining the economy through the downturn. But in reality, domestic spending tends to be more employment-rich. It also is the sort of indicator that tells people, the average person, whether or not the economy is doing well or not. What's happening to our exports of goods and services is in some ways removed from what most ordinary people are experiencing. So in that respect, the sense that people are heading to the shops, that employment is up, is a critical barometer of whether the economy is going forward or backwards. The hope is that next year, after going backwards for probably 5 or 6 years, we'll begin to see it stabilise.
And is this, a budget day, still a relevant way to conduct a country's affairs?
It's very important in a number of respects. On a day when Spain is signalling it may meet targets, when the Greek deficit is proving almost impossible to meet, and when the UK is also signalling possible delays in its target, the signal that Ireland gives today is very important to financial markets and the Troika, partly because it now puts the onus on them to help in assisting the Irish economy. We got an unambiguous statement in June that there would be further assistance. What's happening today is saying we're taking pain, and now it's very important that Europe helps.
Stay with us, Austin. We're going to talk to Vincent Martin now. You're against this property tax. You say it's a fruitless exercise. Why?
That's correct. But in principle, New Beginning has no difficulty with the introduction of a property tax. But it's absolutely fruitless. It's fantasy economics to try to impose a property tax on tens of thousands of mortgage holders in long-term arrears. It's like throwing water to someone drowning. It just doesn't make sense. They are long-term problems with mortgages. It's not that they are refusing to pay. It's not a conscientious objection. They simply are unfit to pay. They don't have the money, and that can be verified. There's no reality in it.
And you're hoping that at the Department of Finance briefings this morning that some kind of thoughts of this will creep in and that the Dáil will be able to leave some mortgage holders exempt. How would exemptions work?
Well, there are deserving categories that should be made exempt. For instance, long-term unemployed persons. And we fully believe that they should not have to pay a property tax. But equally so, for example, people who it can be proven and independently verified are in long-term mortgage arrears. There's no reality that they can pay it. They're a separate category of people. They are, find themselves trapped in their futures are trapped in a family home, sunk in negative equity. Many of them, tens of thousands in long-term arrears for over 90 days, and there's no reality they can pay. Indeed, they did pay colossal stamp duty when they purchased their house. It's the greatest scandal in modern Ireland. People can't move on with their lives. The government has to face up to the reality and don't push people teetering on the edge of a cliff, don't push them over it. Give them help. Intervene in a positive way rather than adding insult to injury.
That arrears is running at 14.7% for owner-occupied properties and 29% for buy-to-let mortgages. Very briefly, Vincent Martin, can you spell out the state that many mortgage holders find themselves in?
It's a human story. It's a social time bomb. They are at breaking point as we speak. The government talked the talk. Now is the time to walk the walk and give them a real lasting future. Give them hope. Give them a solution. They cannot make ends meet. And I'm talking about middle income Ireland. They are working full time, but they find themselves in the exact same position when it comes to repayments as long term unemployed. They already can't even manage their mortgages, which are on interest only, not even capital repayments, and they can't do it. So just the government, we are hoping, will make a special exemption today for many family home owners who find themselves in long term arrears. They can't pay, they will never be able to pay, and they need help.
Barrister Vincent Martin and economist Austin Hughes, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Very briefly, retail giant Tesco has launched a strategic review of its loss-making US chain Fresh and Easy that could lead to a sale or closure of the business. And on the currency markets, the euro climbed to a seven-week high against the dollar overnight to $1.31. And against the sterling, it's trading at 81.35 pence sterling.
Thank you.